Morning, Rabbi Hosai. We're in the middle of Tzadi Beis, Amid Beis. We're up to Amar Lehu Abaye. And that's about 10 lines up from the bottom of Tzadi Beis, Amid Beis. We have a discussion in the Gemara previously in which Rabba and Rabbi Zera, Rabba Bar, Rav Hanan, they came to the conclusion, based on our Mishnah, that there's a halach of nigreres vis-a-vis the chotzer ktana. The chotzer ktana, the smaller chotzer, is nigreres achar hagdola. And that has repercussions as far as kelayim is concerned. Therefore, if vineyards were planted in the Chotzer Gedola, the Chotzer Ktana is enjoined from planting Zroim. And if that is violated, then the result is Kelayim. And as we discussed, just to review yesterday, the Negrorim operates in the following way. We consider the Chotzer Ktana to be, so to speak, absorbed by the Chotzer Gedola, and that which is in the Chotzer Gedola, in this case Gefanim, is now virtually in the Chotzer Ktana. The Chotzer Gedola itself, on the other hand, is protected, so to speak, and therefore the vineyards that were planted in the Chotzer Gedola remain permissible. And the reason for that is because the Chotzer Ktana is defined as a Pesach, which means we consider as if the Chotzer Gdol is protected behind the Mechitza, separate as it were from the Chotzer Ktana. That's what we saw in the three Amoraim who presented this to Abaye, in the presence of Abaye. Abaye now raises the following kasha. Amalu Abaye Imken Matsinu Machitza Leisur. Abaye makes the following observation. He says that imagine that there was no halacha of Hachotza Ktana Nigreres, and there was no halacha that, from the perspective of the Chotza Gdola, we see the Chotza Ktana as a Pesach, and is separated from the Ktana by a Mechitza. If there were no such halacha, then what happens if we view the Chotza Gdola and the Chotza Ktana as one entity, as one large Chotzer? Are you allowed to plant both vineyards and vegetables or grains in the same chotzer? The Gemara establishes in Masechta Bava Basra that there's a halach of harchaka, which means that if you have vineyards and now you want to be zorea zroim, you have to be marchik a minimum of 4 amos. But if you do so, then 4 amos at a distance, you're allowed to plant zroim, and there's no iser kelayim. Says Abaye, there's a very objectionable paradox over here. Because if the halacha would not have recognized this chotzer ktana as a Pesach, which would be defined as a mechitza, and if, on the other hand, without this mechitza separating the chotzer gdol and the chotzer ktana, we would consider both chatzeros to be one chotzer that are not separated by a mechitza, then you'd be allowed to plant Zroim in the Chotzer Ktana at a distance of 4 amos from the Gefanim in the Chotzer Gdola. But now that you've generated a Mechitza and separated the Chotzer Gdola from the Chotzer Ktana, now the Chotzer Ktana Bimloa in its entirety becomes Asur Lizra Zroim. Even if the Chotzer Ktana would be Marchik 4 amos from the Gefanim of the Chotzer Gedola, which normally we would have said is Mutter, it now becomes Osur because the Chotzer Ktana now is considered one meshing with the gefanim of the Chatz HaGedolah. And that's because of this halach of Negreris. So the paradox, which Abai cannot understand, he can't even tolerate it, if you could use that word, is that now that you've set up a mechitza, you've generated an iser. Now that's counterintuitive. The mechitza should separate between the two chatzeros. The mechitza should be a reason, a logic, lahakel, and not lahachmir. How can you tell me that because the Pesach of the Ketana is considered like a mechitza, and therefore now the entire Chatz HaKetana is asur bizraim, when in the absence of the mechitza, the Chatz HaKetana would have been mutter in Zroim, as long as you fulfill the condition of Harchakas Dalet Amos. Now, as a result of the Mechitza, you've now combined the Chatz HaGedolah, meaning the Gefanim in the Chatz HaGedolah, with the Chatz HaKetana, and therefore the entire Chatz HaKetana becomes Asura B'Gefanim, B'Zroim. How could that be? Im Kain, says Abai, Matzino Mechitza Li'Isur, the mechitza is generating an iser kelayim, it should be matir, not oser. And hare il mole ein mechitza, if the halacha would not have recognized some mechitza between the ketana and the gedola, they would both be considered as one chotzer, and the bala ketana would be marchik arba amos, he would be allowed to be zorea in his chotzer at a distance of 4 amos from the gefanim, so I could have 1 chotzer. I have gefanim on this side, 4 amos to the left side. I have zroim, and there's no problem, no iser kelayim. Vilu hashta, but now that you've set up mechitzos in the Chatz HaGedolah based on the halach of Pesach, now the entire Chatz HaKetana is considered as if it's inside the Pesach of the Gedolah. And this, as we discussed yesterday, the name of the Ritva means that we take the Chatz HaGedolah, and in this case, the Gefanim of the Chatz HaGedolah, and we introduce them into the Chatz HaKetana, is Asura. Now you're telling me you can't plant any Zroim anywhere in the entire Shetach, the entire Chatz HaKetana Bimloa, from one side to the other? That's a Tema Gedolah, says Abai. That by setting up a Mechitza, which normally we would have said logically would separate the two Chatzeros and be Mater Kalayim, it's a factor Lekula, how could it possibly be now that this Mechitza generates an Iser in the entire Chatz HaKetana, as if the Chatz HaKetana was located inside the Chatz HaGedolah at a close proximity, which creates Kalayim? That can't be. And for the balance of the sugya, the Gemara is now going to consider the possibility that setting up a mechitza might in fact generate an iser. And the Gemara is going to try to prove to Abai that we have precedent after precedent for this principle, that a mechitza sometimes generates an iser where before they put up the mechitza there was no iser. Again, that's counterintuitive. We always assume that a mechitza separates chatzeros and reshuyos, and therefore it's a matir. But there are scenarios in which a mechitza is lechumra. Now remind me, Rabosai, the thought just popped through my mind that the last Gemara that we learned together was about a case of Kriyat Shema, where you have Tsoa in the Ketana, and you want to read Kriyat Shema in the Gedola, and the Gedola is protected by a mechitza, and therefore it's a separate Rishus, and you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema, even though there's Tzoa in the Ketana. Remind me, Belina, I don't want to get off on a tangent. Right now, we're going to try to focus our attention on the question of whether a Mechitza could be Oseres. Amalei Rab Zeira Labaye, V'lo Matzinu Mechitza Le'isur. I'm going to prove to you from a Mishnah that we learned in the previous parak that's on Daf Ayin Aleph, that a mechitza is a mechitza oseres. Vatnan chotzer gedolah shenifritzo l'ketana. You want to know whether you're allowed to be metaltil from your house into your chotzer on Shabbos, and you have now 2 chatzeros. One is a chatzer ha-gedolah, and it opens up into a chatzah ktano, and the Mishnah establishes that gedola muteres, ktana sura. Why is this so? So as we discussed at great length, the gedola, from its perspective, has what's called gifufim, which means that there are vestiges to the kosel that separated the gedola from the ketana on both sides, and therefore we view the opening, the pirtza, between the chatzah gedola and the chatzah ketana as a pesach rather than as a ketana. On the other hand, from the perspective of the chatzah ketana, we have an absolute pirtza. There are no gipufim. The ksalim, the mechitzos of the chatzah ketana, spill directly into the chatzah gedola, so it's absolutely nifratz l'makom and l'rishus acheres. So if you want to carry from your house out into the chatzah ketana, that's prohibited. If you want to carry out from the chatzah gedola, from the bayis of the chatzah gedola to the chatzah, you're allowed. And the Mishnah explains, mipnei shehi kepischa shel gedola, that we view the chatzah ketana as pischa shel gedola. Now, the Gemara wants to analyze this Mishnah. The ilu hishva eskipufeha, what would be the law if the chatzer hagdola were to extend mechitzos on its right side and its left side, such that now, from the perspective of the chatzer hagdola, all you see is a makom parutz, which is completely open, into the chatzah ketana. By building these mechitzos on both sides, to the effect that now he has knocked off the gipufim, because now the gipufim are on the other side of the mechitza, now we have an absolute piritza between the gedola and the ketana. It's gedola nami asura. You can't carry from your house out to the gedola. So that, imagine, before he put up these two mechitzos, he was permitted to carry from his bayis out into the chatzah gedola. Now, as a result of the mechitzos, he now has a situation where the gedola is prutza legamre. It's completely parts into the chatzah ketana. So paradoxically, as a result of adding mechitzos, you now generate an isur in the chatzah gedola. Hence, Rabbi Zera concludes, Yesh mechitza li'isa. Amalei, Abai says to Rabbi Zera, what kind of proof have you adduced from that Mishnah to justify your conclusion that Yesh mechitza li'isa? What are you talking about? Hasam silik mechitza su. What he's in effect doing is, he's removing the gifufim. By adding these mechitzos to the chatzah gedola, he removes the mechitzos that were there previously, that gave him mechitzos on the right side and on the left side, which made the opening into the chatzah ketana into a pesach, but now there is no longer those mechitzos. So, yeah, it's true. He added mechitzos in the physical sense, and that generated an isur, but not because of the mechitzos, but because he got rid of the old mechitzos. How can you now go back to the case of the mechitza ketana and the mechitza gedola in the case of gefanim and zroim for kelayim and tell me that by adding a mechitza where there was no mechitza there before, he now generates an isur? In the case of a chatza gedola shenifritzol ketana, there he had mechitzas before, and now by adding mechitzos, he is in effect nullifying the previous mechitzos. But in our case of a chatzah gedola and a chatzah ketana, we never had mechitzos to begin with to separate the two chatzeros. We set up imaginary mechitzos through the principle of Pesach. And now you're going to tell me, as a result of these mechitzos, the members of the chatzah ketana are enjoined from planting zroim, even at a distance of four tefachim from the gefanim, because the mechitzos are mechitzos seres? Amalei Rav Labaye, lo matzinu mechitza le'isur. I'm going to prove to you that a mechitza, once it's set up, generates an isur. Vayitmar, and here we turn to Daf Tzadi Gimel. And now we're learning a sugya in Masechtas Sukkah. Masechtas Sukkah requires to be mashed the sukkah three mechitzos. Actually, to be more precise, it's what we call two full mechitzos plus a tefach. And now we have something called an achsadra, which we've encountered in the past. We said that an achsadra is like a prose door, it's like an entranceway into a bayis. And what is it? It's a tikra, it's got a ceiling, but it's open on all four sides. And it's held up by poles, by amudim. Now, can this achsadra, if he puts schach on top, meaning instead of the tikra, be a sukkah kshera? Now we have to understand that the case that we're about to address is a case where there are two structures, one on the right, one on the left. Each one has a facade, each one has a full-fledged mechitza. And he sets up an achsadra that is a covering over an open area, open on the sides, I mean, between these two batim. So the batim themselves each has a mechitza, and now the achsadra has two mechitzas. Right now it needs a third mechitza. Sichech al gavi achsadra. Now, what does this achsadra have? Sheyeshla ptsimim. Ptsimim are the posts that support the beams in order to hold up the achsadra. It's almost like, let's say, for example, you had a porch with a pergola on it, and you put the schach on top of the pergola. Now you have to get up. Now you have to get your mechitzos. So where do you have the mechitzos? You have ptsimim. The ptsimim are the posts that hold up the crossbar of the top of the achsadra. So you have crossbars that are holding up the schach, and now you set up these posts that will hold up the crossbars. It's like a pergola in the sense that every pergola will have, or pergola, however you pronounce the word, will have crossbars. And then you're able to put the schach on top of these crossbars. Now these crossbars on both sides are being held up by the psimim, by these posts. So this achsadra now has two defanos, two mechitzos, on the right and the left, meaning those buildings. And Rashi calls it or compares it to what's called a mavui mefulosh. Mavui mefulosh means when you have a thoroughfare that goes from one side to the other. So you enter into the achsadra, and it's open on both sides, but on both ends, closed on the right side and the left side by the defanos or the mechitzos or the two batim. And where is the dofen shlishis? Where's the third dofen? Because we're saying now that sichech agabi achsadra is kshera. The answer is that you have what we call amudim kvuim, and these amudim have a width of a tefach, and those amudim, which are otherwise called ptsimim, ptsimim mean our posts, and they're wide by a tefach, they are basically at the corners, if you will, and they go vertically up at a height of 10 tefachim. And now those posts on each side, since they have the width of a tefach, they now serve as the third and fourth dfanos of the sukkah. So they connect to the crossbars that are on the top of what we call the pergola. Now he puts schach on top. He's got himself a kosher sukkah. Now you look at the sukkah and you say, wait a minute, I only see two machitzos. It's open on both sides. North and south it's open. West and east it's closed. And he puts schach on top. Where's the third dofen? But the answer is, he has a third dofen, even I'll grant you a fourth dofen as well, because the tzimim are one tefach wide, and they go at a 90 degree angle to the two walls of the two batim on the two sides. And since they go at a 90 degree angle, they now serve as a tefach each of a third and fourth dofen. Oh, so far, we're okay. Now, the Gemara wants to be medayek from this presentation for Itmar. Ilu hishva p'simel p'sula. In other words, if he were to add machitzos, new machitzos, next to the old machitzos, then now the ptzimim are standing between the two machitzos chadoshos and not between the two machitzos yeshanos. And now it passels the machitza. Because what happens now is, when he puts these two machitzos, one on the right and one on the left, so he replaces the old machitzos im hosif machitzos chadoshos liyada machitzos harishonos nimtza ata haptzimim omdim bein machitzos harishonos lechadoshos. If I understand this correctly, what's happening now, I have a little bit of a diagram here, is that he's got two ptzimim, as we said, at a 90 degree angle each of the two walls. But now what he does is, he sets up two machitzos, such that now the ptzimim are between one machitza and the other on each side. The ptzimim now are no longer inside the sukkah, if you follow me. They're now outside the sukkah. And now we have another example of a machitzo seres. Does everybody have the picture? At least the vision of what's going on over here. Again, just to reiterate, to make sure we're all on the same page, he's got the two machitzos of the two batim, one on the right and one on the left. Then he has the tzimim, which are, so to speak, flat up against the two machitzos. And they have each a thickness of one tefach. And they're at a 90 degree angle connected to these machitzos. Now he puts up two machitzos that push, so to speak, the ptzimim into the airspace, so to speak, between those two machitzos, the new machitzos and the old machitzos. So now, in effect, the sukkah is being created by these machitzos, that are the new ones, and the ptzimim are outside the sukkah. They can no longer serve as the machitzos, so you have the machitzos, we'll call it, that are east and west, but you don't have any machitzos that are north and south. Because going north and south, all you have are two machitzos on the right and the left. You don't have any ptzimim, which would have been machitzos on the north and the south. So you've got two mechitzos on the east and the west, but no mechitzos on the north and the south. Says Rava, we see from here that yesh mechitza oseres. Amalei Abaye, lididi kshera. I would hold that this sukkah is a sukkah kshera. Why? Because I hold that even an achsadra is kshera lemitzvah sukkah. What does that mean? I have poles that are holding up my schach on top of a pergola, let's say. It's open on all four sides. I don't even have p'tzimim. It's a kosher sukkah. Why does Abaye hold like this? Because Abaye applies the principle of pi tikra yorid v'sosen. And therefore, we have an area that's completely surrounded, this achsadra, by mechitzos. Why? Because we have a ceiling over the achsadra. And he puts schach there. Again, you have to know exactly where the schach is. That's the sugya at the beginning of Erevin that we had. And on the edges, or the lips, the outside lips of each one of these four areas, he has a pi tikra yorid v'sosen. However, Rava did not accept pi tikra yorid v'sosen to be machshir this sukkah, because Rava says you can't apply pi tikra yorid v'sosen if you don't have any mechitzas at all. And here's Machlokes Rishonim, whether you require at least one mechitza or three mechitzos. But in any event, on an area that's open on all four sides, Rava does not accept pi tikra yorid v'sosin. Fine. Lididach, according to you, that an achsadra as a sukkah is psula, so then, siluk mechitzosi. What happens here is that you, Rava, need physical mechitzos. You're not going to apply the principle of pi tikra yorid v'sosen. Is memela, by adding these mechitzos, you are mesalek the other mechitzos, which means the p'tzimim are now removed because they're now, by virtue of the fact that you set up these mechitzos, they're on the wrong side of the sukkah. Is therefore, it's psula l'mitzvah sukkah. But that doesn't prove anything about a case where you add mechitzos without being mesalik the old mechitzos. I mean, the only question I would raise on this sugya is, why did Rava think that he had the answer when Rabbi Zera was already refuted, rejected by Rava, by Abaye, based on the fact that it's a siluk mechitza, that if you add a mechitza and you remove an old mechitza, then it really is a mechitza oseres. So I don't know exactly why Rava thought he was taking this argument one step further. Now we have a third attempt to establish that there is a mechitza oseres. Omalei Rabba Barav Hanan Labaye V'lo matzinu mechitza le'isur V'atanya. We have a braisa bias shechetzio makora. Vechetzio eno makora. So you have a house. Half of the house has a roof on it, and the other half does not have a roof on it. And now we're going to learn the laws of Kelayim with regard to this house. Gefanim kan, he plants vineyards underneath the roof. Mutal Zra Khan. He's allowed to plant Zroim on the other half of this house that's open to the sky. In other words, it's not covered by the roof. And normally, we require Harchaka. You're not allowed to plant Zroim within 4 amos of Gefanim. That's an Isa Kalayim. But this price holds, that since you have a tikra on half of the house, we can now apply the principle of pi tikra yorid v'sosem. And we're going to consider as if the edge of the roof has a mechitza that goes down, and that separates between the gefanim and the zroah. So now we're going to be medayik from this brisa that yesh mechitza le'isur. Ve'ilu hishva es keruyo. Asur. If he would add a roof on the other half of the house, so the entire house is now roofed. So now, if he plants zroim, even the zroim are underneath the roof. Now there's an iser of kelayim. Why? Because I can no longer apply the principle of pi tikra yored v'sosem, because now there is a tikra that covers the entire roof of the house. As a result, I now have gefanim and zroim, both of which are being planted in the same house, and therefore you'd have to be machikid for amos. So paradoxically, what we have here again is a case where you added a tikra, and as a result, you generated an Issa Kelayim. Had there been no tikra on the other side, you'd be allowed to plant Zeroyim on the side that's not Makura. And the reason for that is because the two sides of the house are separated by a Mechitza. Where's the Mechitza between the two sides of the house? That's called Pi Tikra Yorid V'Sosem. By extending the roof and now covering the other half, you are mafkia, you remove the halacha pitikra. You no longer have a mechitza that separates one half of the house from the other. And therefore, if you don't have our chuk of talad amos between the gefanim and the zroim, you are planting kelayim. So you add a roof, you extend the mechitza on top of this house, and as a result, now you can no longer plant zroim within close proximity of the gefanim. Again, the same answer. Omar Le, Abai turns to Rabba, and he says, there's no proof from there that Mechitzas Le'isur, Hasam Siluk Mechitzasu. Again, we had the Mechitzas of Pi Tikra, but as a result of extending the roof, you undermine the Halacha Pi Tikra. Now, as a result, you have Siluk Mechitzas. If you're Siluk Mechitzas, then you can't plant in close proximity the Gefanim and Israel. It becomes an Isur of Kelayim. What does that have to do with my case, where he didn't add a mechitza? All he said was that, I'm sorry, he didn't remove a pre-existing mechitza. All he did was add a mechitza. And that's because the chatzah ketana is considered a pesach, and the chatzah gedola, by virtue of the halach of gerera, now sets up a mechitza, separating it from the chatzah ketana. But it's not a removal of a mechitza. It's the creation of a mechitza. Where do you find Abai says a precedent for creating a mechitza and generating an isur? So the Gemara says that we can answer Abai's question. Shalach le Rava l'Abaye. And he needs a shliach to bring to transmit the Torah. Biyad Rav Shmaya bar Zeira. So this Rav Shmaya is going to bring the kasha, or shall we say the answer of Rava to the kasha of Abaye, to Abaye. The loma tzina mechitza le'isur. And within the context of the laws of Kelayim, we don't find that adding a mechitza generates an isur. But Tanya, we have a brisa. Yesh b'mechitzo sakerem lohokel ulahachmir. In other words, sometimes setting up a mechitza in a kerem, in a vineyard, is going to generate a heter, and sometimes it's going to generate an isur. The brisa now begins with the case of mechitza lohokel. Ketzad, kerem hanatua al ikar hamechitza. In other words, you have gefanim that are immediately proximate, they're attached to a mechitza, then zorea meikar hamechitza v'elech. He's allowed to plant zroim from the mechitza and beyond, on the other side. He doesn't have to be marchik. He can put his zroim immediately. So he's got a kerem. He's got kefanim that are smack up against the mechitza. He can now plant zroim on the other side of the mechitza, smack up against the mechitza. And the reason for that, normally we require hachaka avramos, is because he has a mechitza mafsika b'neim. And here we have an example of a mechitza lahakil, lahati. If in the absence of that mechitza, we'd have to be machik arbamas, but because the mechitza, he can plant his rhyme right up against the mechitza at a distance from the gfanim of, let's call it one amma. I don't know what it is. She'ilu ein shal mechitza machik arbamas v'zorev, v'zehu mechitza os hakerem lahakil. Now what's lahachmir? Ulahachmir ketzad, he's got a kerem that's mashuch. The word mashuch means rachok. It's at a distance min hakosel. How far is the outer vine from the kosel? Achatisre ama. So he's got an open area that's not planted of 11 amos between the gefen and the mechitza of this kerem. Lo yavi zera l'sham. He's not allowed to plant zroim between the kerem and this mechitza inside that area that's 11 amos. And now, let's compare the situation, this scenario, without a mechitza as opposed to after having a mechitza. Il mole ein mechitza, if there hadn't been a mechitza this kerem, then he'd be allowed to be marchik arba amos, v'zorea. Now, he's not allowed to be zorea, even at a distance of 11 amos from the gefanin. Zoi mechitza sakerem lahachmir. So by setting up this mechitza sakerem, he's not allowed to plant zroim in an area that's got a distance from the gefanim of 11 amma. Lo yavi zera l'sham. Now the Gemara is going to have to answer the question, why is this so? Why does the mechitza generate an iser? Intuitively we would have said that the mechitza doesn't register one way or the other. It's not relevant to our discussion, because if you want to plant zroim and gifanim, you have to be machik for amos. So what does the kosel have to do with it, and what's the 11 amos? But right now the Gemara will take it at a surface level. We have a case of mechitza sakerem lahachmir, that as a result of setting up this mechitza, he's not allowed to plant between the kerem, the gifanim, and the mechitza. No zroim are allowed, even though there's a distance here of 11 amma. Amalei, so Rava says to Rava, ulitamech, if you want to prove from this brisa that yesh mechitza li'isur, osmein mimas nisan, you should have asked me from a Mishnah. Disnan, we have a Mishnah in Kelaim in the fourth perek. Kirachas hakerem, which means if you have an open area inside the kerem that hasn't been planted, Beit Shammai omrim, if you want to be matiz royim with a harchaka for amos, tzarech shiyeh bo shir esrim v'arba amos. That area, which is called Kerachas, which is bald, it doesn't have any planting in it, has to be 24 amos. So you want to be Zorea, and you have Gefanim, instead of being Marchik, the classic 4 amos, you have to be Marchik 24 amos. Beis Hillel Omrim, Sheshes Re'amah. It's enough if you're marking 16 Amah. That's called Karachas HaKeret. Now we have something called Mechol HaKerem, which is an area that's not been planted outside, around the Kerem. Here Beit Shammai lowers the number to Sheshes Re'ama in order to be Zorea and allow Zroim in this area, the Shetach, where there's Gfanim. You have to have an area that is 16 amah. If you don't have a kerem of 16 amah, then we don't apply the principle and the heter of being zorea that we would normally apply. Ezehi karachas kerem. And then we're going to have Ezehi Machol HaKerem. So the Mishnah now is going to interpret those generic, ambiguous terms. Says the Mishnah, Ezehi Kirachas HaKerem. That's a Kerem Shechorav Emtza Iso. Chorav means it's desolate and it has no gefan. And where is it situated, this Kirachas HaKerem? It's in the middle of the Kerem. And what you have is, as a result of this Kirachas, you have an area that is empty, right? It's Chorev, it's desolate, has no Gefanim, but it's completely surrounded by Gefanim on all sides. Im ein sham sheshes re'ama, if this area called Kirachas HaKerem, which is not planted, is less than 16 amah square, lo yavi zera l'sham, you're not allowed to be zorea zroim in this entire area, this open area that's empty of any gefanim. In 1 square inch, not 1 square inch, allows you to be Zorea. Why? Because since you have Gefanim that are planted completely around this area, then Tzorech Lahosir Lehem Revach Arba Amos L'chol Tzat. We need 4 Amos on each side to be empty. Now, if you have 4 amos empty on each side, then you'll have an area of 16 amos square. Why is that so? Because this middle area that's desolate, which we call the Kirachas HaKerem. And again, now I'm going to talk about a scenario where you're allowed to plant Zroim, is 8 amos wide, and from the area that's 8 amos wide, you have to add 4 amos on each side, and now you have 8 plus 8, you have 16 amos. You're going to have to do that to not only to the width, but also to its length, meaning on the other in the other angle, and then and only then have you created what is called a Kirachas HaKerem. However, if it's less than 16 amah, and you haven't left 4 amos on each side of the 8 amah area in the middle of the Kerem, then we consider this area as an integral part of the Kerem. But if on the other hand you have 8 amos square in the middle plus 4 amos on each side, then you have something called Kerachas HaKerem. And that's what the Mishnah says now. Hayasham Sheshesrei Amo. If in this square area in the middle of the Kerem, you have 16 Amo that have not been planted, no saying lo, Arba Kidei Avodoso, Vizorea Es HaMosar. In other words, we're not going to allow you to plant in the four Amos. Again, when you talk about plant, I'm talking about planting Zeroyim. In the four Amos on either side of the eight Amos. However, the eight Amos themselves in the middle of this square, is you're allowed to plant. In other words, even in a case where we've divided the kerem on both sides, if on both sides we have a shear of four amos, then the kerachas hakerem is considered a new entity, so to speak. It has its own status, and it is totally independent of the kerem around it. Why? Because it's got eight amos, and it's got the four amos of kedei avoda on all of its sides, and that virtually makes it into a brand new area. And you're allowed to plant in that area. Okay, now all this is according to Beis Hillel, who says that the shear of Kerach Asakerem is 16 Am. Okay, now, Ezi Mechol HaKerem, what is this area that's around the Kerem? Is Bein HaKerem LeGoder, in other words, there's a point in which you no longer plant Gefanim, and that's distant, and then the kerem is surrounded by a fence. How much of an area is open between the end of the gefen and the wall around the gefen? Im ein sham 12 amo lo yavi zera l'sham. Im hayu sham 12 amo no sein lo kidei avodoso v'zorea samosa. So what you have now is the following. The key number here is 12, which is 4 times 3. You've got a kerem, a square kerem, in the middle. Then around the kerem you have 4 amos, which is called kidei avodoso. Now you have another 4 amos, where you didn't plant anything. And to its right, going outside the kerem, you have another 4 amos of kidei avoda. And such a case, all told, you have 12 amos that have not been planted. And now, you're allowed to plant zeraim in that area, which is called the Mechol HaKerem. Okay, so now we have, in our Mishnah, the din of Mechol HaKerem. And now, we're going to try to understand who was the one who brought this raya. I forget. Abai is going to try to say that according to you, Rava, you should have quoted this Mishnah in Kelayim to ask your question of Mechitza Sakerem Hoseres. You didn't have to quote a Brisa, you could have quoted a Mishnah. So now, how does this Mishnah prove Mechitza Hoseres? And the answer is that what's going to happen is that this, let's take the case of Mechol HaKerem. the mechitza around the kerem is going to generate a chumra, an iser, in the din of kelayim. And why is that so? Because now we're going to require a full 12 amos of unplanted area in order to allow you to plant in the four amos sandwiched in the middle between the four amos here and the four amos of the 12 amos. If you imagine that there was no mechitza, there was no fence around this kerem, then you'd be allowed to be marchik dalet amos. And now we're saying that if you don't have 12 amos to generate a status of a mechola kerem, then you're not allowed to plant in any of that open area, even if you would be marchik for 4 amos. So this itself would prove that there's a mechitzo seres. Now just go back 1 minute to Kerachas HaKerem. No, Kerachas HaKerem is not relevant to us because there was no mechitza. But in the case of Gader, in the case of Mechol HaKerem, as a result of the Gader, we're not going to allow you to plant unless you have a full 12 Amah. Now this again reflects the Shita of Beis Hillel, the 12 Amah. Now, in the Mefarshim here that he quotes, why is it that he's not allowed to plant Zeroyim in that area that's 4 amos away from the Kerem, simply because of the Kosel, the Gader, that surrounds it? So he says that Tamar Chaka min a Kosel, who kedesha lo lahazik es hakosel al yidei acharisha. So Marchikim, he says the following. Okay, as a long discussion here about the machlok shin beisil beit shamai, we're going to leave that out for now. So Abai says the following. How would I defend myself against this Mishnah? And in that way I can defend myself against your Braisa. Elo Hasam, as far as Mechol HaKerem is concerned, Lav Hanitaima, the reason for the Isur, is not because of the Mechitzas HaKerem, because I deny that there's such thing as a Mechitzo Seres, but rather there's a different Svara. Dechol Arba Amos Legabi HaKerem is Avodas HaKerem. And Legabi Goder, Kevan Delo Mizdaron, Afkure Mafkir Luhu. He says the following. Let's go slowly. We're learning a little bit of Kalayim here, but we don't have that much time. We'll try to see what we can fit in 5 minutes. He says that forget about the Mechitza. The Mechitza Zakarim is not what generates the Isur. What is the Isur? You have 4 amos that are close to the Kerem. Okay, that's the first 4 amos of these 3 4 amos sections that go around the Kerem. So the first closer 4 amos to the Kerem, that's part of the Kerem itself. A Kerem extends 4 amos to the open area around it because that's what we need for the Avodas HaKerem. Now let's look at the 4 amos on the other side, on the other extreme, Legabe Gader. which are proximate to the Gadir. Now, he doesn't want to do Harisha within those four Amos because he's too close to the Kotel, to the Gadir, and it might damage the Gadir. So therefore, he's not interested in planting within those four Amos. Now he's got four Amos in the middle, between the four Amos close to the Gadir and the four Amos close to the Kerem, Afkure Mafkiluhu. The owner of the vineyard is going to declare that these are Hefker. And therefore, just one second. Again, which four Amos are we talking about? Make sure we have that. The four Amos that are close to the God there, since he doesn't want to do Harisha there, he's going to be Mafkirit, and therefore it's Batil to the Mechitza. If it's Batil to the Mechitza, right, we said, for example, the four Amos close to the Kerem are Batil to the Kerem, because he needs that for the Avoda. And now he has four Amos that are close to the Gadir on the other side. That's Batil to the Gadir. And the reason for that is because he needs that four Amos buffer zone to protect his Kosel, his Mechitza. So therefore, none of these four Amos, neither the one that are closer to the coast, to the Kerem, or the ones that are closer to the Kotel, are going to be integrated, are to be Mitzurov, to the four Amos in the middle, which is called the Beni Beni. Iika Arba Chashiva. If those four Amos in the middle are actually four Amos, a full four Amos, then they're Chashuvasli Atzmon. They set up their own, so to speak, Sade. They're not Betelos to the Kerem. And you're allowed to plant Zroim in those four Amos. That's called the Ika Arba Chashivan. If you have a shear of Arba Amos in that part of the Mechola Kerem, that's called a Sada unto itself. It's not Batel neither to the Kerem nor to the Kosel, and therefore you're allowed to plant Zroim there. The Elo. But if there's no shear of Arba Amos, lo chashivan, they are batel to the Kerem, they don't have chashivus, and therefore you're not allowed to plant in those four Amos. And in the light of that, says Abaye, we have an answer to your question, right? Because Rav had quoted a Braisa, and the Braisa had a situation where you have a kosel, and the distance between the kerem and the kosel was 11 amos, and in that 11 amos he didn't plant anything. So he's not allowed to plant there. Why? Because if it's only 11 amos, he doesn't have that 12 amos. So he's got a mechitza around the kerem, and now, when it says Lo Yavi Zerilasham, it means that he can't even plant Zroim in the middle section, right? So we have eleven Amos. So he's got four Amos that are close to the Kerem, four Amos that are close to the Mechitza Sakerem, and in between he has only three Amos, which is not a Sada. It doesn't have the Chashivas of a Sada. So again, the reason why he's not allowed to plant there has nothing to do with a Mechitza Oseres. It just has to do with the fact that once he sets up that Mechitza, like the case of the Mechol HaKerem, he needs a Harchoka to distance himself from the Gadir. On the other flip side, he has to distance himself from the Kerem to allow for the four Amos of Avodas HaKerem. So he's got four Amos here and four Amos there in order to set up a Sada that's permitted in Zriya, in the middle between those four amos to the right and those four amos to the left, he needs another four amos to give it the chashivus of a sada. And that's the difference between Mechol HaKerem and the Brisa that Rava quoted, which only added a distance of 11 amos between the Kerem and the Kosel. Is Memela, just like, this is the argument of Abai, we derive from the Mishnah in Kelayim, that the reason why you can't plant in that middle area has nothing to do with the mechitzos. It just has to do with the mitzius that he needs the four amos here and he needs the four amos there, and he doesn't have a soda as a separate entity. It's now bottled to the kerem in the middle. And the reason for the iser of planting in the middle has nothing to do with hilchas mechitzos. It's not because he set up a mechitza. So therefore, says Abaye, you have no proof to justify the case of the Chatzah Gdol and the Chatzah Ketana, where there was a mechitza, an imaginary mechitza of a Pesach that was set up between the two, and that generates an Iser Kelayim. I can't accept that. Where do we have a mechitza Hoseres? So to summarize, what Abai is arguing is that the reason why the wall of the Kerem necessitates or generates an Iser that you need more of a space in order to allow you to plant Zeraim, that has nothing to do with Hilchas Mechitzos, with the Chalushay Mechitza, but rather Kol Arba Amos L'Gabi Kerem Avodas HaKerem, the four Amos that are proximate to the vineyard we need for the work of the vineyard, right? To plow, to bring the oxen and the implements and the wagons. And therefore, that area is considered an extension of the Kerem. Now, the four amos that are connected to the Gader, Legabi Gader, that's not suitable for planting because that would endanger or damage the Gader itself. And therefore, the owner is going to be mafkir that area. Which I don't know if you have to take this literally, he's going to be mafkir. It probably means that he leaves it undisturbed. You know, he doesn't plant there because he's got to be careful about his fence. So these four amos adjacent to the fence cannot combine with any additional space that might remain between them and the four amos of the vineyard area. So therefore, the Beni Ubeni, it all depends. If it's Arba, then it gets a certain significance, and it's not Batel, neither to the Kerem nor to the Gader, but Ilo, but if it doesn't have four Amos, then Lo Chashvinon. And if it's not Chashvinon, if it's not a Sada, then it's a Mevela schlepped along its Batel to the Kerem, and you can't plant Zeroyim in a Kerem. So we understand why Beis Hillel requires a minimum of 12 Amos from the outer Kerem all the way over to the Gader, four Amos near the wall, four Amos near the vineyard, four Amos in the middle to be reckoned as a Sada Chashuva. And once again, Abai has indicated that this is not Midine Mechitzos, that's what generates the Iser, but rather it has to do with the size of the area that lends itself to planting and to plowing, etc., etc. And if that area is too small, then it becomes bottled to the Kerem and it's also Bikalayim. But it's not that the Mechitza is he's generating a Mechitza Oseres. Now, what we're up to for tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, is Omrav Yehuda Sholosh Karpifios. This is another application of this idea that if you have a domain of a wider area that's flanked by side posts and it extends into an adjoining area that's narrower and completely open to it, that's going to be the discussion here of Rabbi Yehuda, which Amir Tzashem will pick up tomorrow. So we're on Daf Tzadi Gimel and Aleph, about 2/3 of the way down.